It's very valiant, you know, what you're going to do. Saving humanity, it's not a little thing. I won't go into specifics, you know why you're here. This group of yours, they made the right decision. I don't know how, but they managed to reach us and offer a deal to ward off the apocalypse. But of course, it comes with a price. You can't expect us to just go back home. No. No, the four of us need something in return. Your colleagues, and yourself, know that. In the olden days, people would have offered a sacrifice. Sacrifice. No. That's not why we're here. And, trust me, I of all people would know. I know one life for all of humanity sounds more heroic, but no, it's not your life we want. Though, don't worry about heroism, dear, because you are the bravest one out of everyone here. Volunteering to meet the four of us on your own, despite all the legends you could have been told in life? That's bravery. Especially knowing what the rest of the evening will consist of. Oh, you're not going to be shy now, are you? You were so excited about this. Don't tell me you're getting a little bit anxious. Aw, it's going to be okay. Don't worry, dear. I will make sure of it. But I understand. It must be intimidating. Now facing these four men who came along with the apocalypse. It's not because you helped devise this, ritual, I guess you'd call it, that it's less intimidating now that it's about to begin, right? Letting the four horsemen have their way with you. Let them use your body how they see fit. One after the other. As the other three and passers-by get to see you. A little slut used for our pleasure, moaning and screaming for us. And after you had a taste of us individually, you'll get to take us all at once. What a ritual you helped to devise, sweetheart. It will work, I know. But I've been wondering if you thought it more for us or for you. Don't look down. I can see you squeezing your thighs. I see. You'll leave in one piece, but you're going to go through a lot tonight. I will be the first to go, so I can give you the opportunity to get into it. In the end, you don't have a choice anymore, and you'll take it no matter what, but I personally think it'd be a shame to break you so early in the process. Not all the others would agree, though. If any of them went first instead of me, I would not be betting much on your endurance. No need to look at me like that. Look at them. I'm positive you can guess I'm the most gentle of the group. War looks worked up already, he always is. Trust me, you wouldn't want him first without a little bit of warm-up. He only wants one thing, and it's to mark your body, bruise it, scratch it, break it. He's probably already hard thinking about how you would scream and cry for him. And pestilence and famine? The way they're looking at you is quite similar, I have to admit. Eyeing you up and down, grinning. Not exactly the same grin, though. Pestilence wants one thing, and it's to shatter every bit of pride and defiance you have in you. If I advised you to put up a fight with one of us, it'd be him. That is exactly what he wants. you to fight and struggle. All the more satisfying when you finally give in to whatever it is he wants to do to you. And he won't stop until he gets what he wants. Your hard-earned submission. And Famine, he's, I don't know, that guy, that guy's something. Do you see him? He's almost twitching, grinning, mouth half open. I mean, he is Famine after all, He's hungry, very hungry. I don't know what to expect from him, truth be told. All I know is that he has needs, and he needs them fulfilled, no matter what. And that's what he will do. He will use your body so it pleases him. Maybe you'll enjoy it along the way. Guess only time will tell. You understand now why I wanted to go first. These three would break you given half the opportunity. What about me? Well, I'm gonna go first, aren't I? If you wait just a bit, I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. Are you ready? I'm afraid nodding won't do. Answer. Are you ready? That's a good girl. Get on the bed. Yes, I know. A bed in the place of an altar is a bit unusual, isn't it? But do as you're told and lay down. That's it. Just like that. There you go. Let me taste you. That's it. I can see you like it. You like feeling my hands on your body, my lips on your neck. You're allowed to touch me too, you know. No need to keep them tensed up by your side. Here. There you go. Relax. Touch me too. Hold on to me while I... Good girl. Trying to bring me closer? Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. Good girl. I can feel you're already getting into it. Is there anything you need, Angel? Already? No. You don't need to tell me. Yet. Don't worry, I know. That cunt between your legs is getting needy. After all, you can feel what my lips are doing on your neck. Your collarbone. It's normal to wonder, what else could these lips do, But no, some other time I would, maybe, but not today. Oh, don't whine. That's cute. Just from me kissing your neck, you've become so desperate to have my lips on your clit. That's precious. But don't be sad, you sweet little thing.
I'm positive I have other ways to make you come. Do you agree? I mean, look at you. Look at how badly you want it already. I haven't even touched the wetness between your legs, and you're already stifling moans. You're trying to grind your hips against mine. You're even pulling on my clothes to get me closer to you. Closer to you. But I'm already on top of you, kissing away at your neck, with my hands teasing the soft skin of your stomach. You want my hands to go further down? Would that count as closer to you? Okay, dear. Okay, so what if I started pulling your pants down? No, you keep your hands on me. I'm the one setting the pace, my sweet little whore. You keep your hands on me, and you can do whatever you want to me. Unless it's to stop me from doing what I want to do to you. Oh, fuck. I know you want more, so much more. But I'm the one who gets to decide when you get it. Understand? That's a good girl. That's it. Cling on to me. There you go. Allow me to pull your pants down, okay? That shiver was cute, little girl. What's the matter? Is your skin so hot, the cold air sending chills down your spine? Is that as much shaking as you could give me? Because I've barely even started. I'm barely touching you. Let's change that, shall we? Because fuck, I have to say, I can't wait to see how badly I can make you shake in pleasure. How hitting all of your sensitive spots, one after the other. To have you shaking and squirming and shh. It's not because my hand is between your legs now that you can stop listening to me, Eyes on me, sweetheart. Eyes always on me. Okay? That's a good girl. Oh, and I can't say I dislike what I've found between your legs, by the way. No panties, What a lovely surprise you left for me. You were impatiently waiting for this, You would have come here naked in a heartbeat had you had a chance. Is that it? Shh. It's okay. No need to be ashamed of anything with me. That little blush is adorable. But I can feel there's another part of your body that blood is rushing to, I love it. And now, I understand why you were shaking. You knew. You knew my hands would soon be roaming places a bit more interesting. Shh. Hold me. Hold me as I
Not surprising you were shivering in anticipation, either. You're soaking wet. Is that for me? Is all that wetness for me, my angel? Oh, fuck. That's it. Roll your hips. The way you're holding on to me, trying to bring me closer, that's fucking precious. So cute, and yet you can't wait for me to fuck the ever-living shit out of you. I'm rubbing your clit, but you want more. Show me. Show me how badly you want it. How badly you want me. Wait, what are you? Fuck. I guess that answers my question. You fucking slut. Look at you. I'm all over you. Every inch of my body pressing you down against the mattress. My lips on your neck, my hands between your thighs, and you've managed to find a way to slip yours between mine. Fuck. I like what you're doing. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, my angel. I've been hard for a long time. From the moment I saw you, from the moment I saw you grinding your hips together, knowing what would come next, from that moment, I couldn't think of anything else, of how good you'd feel around my cock. At the moment, it's just your hand, but soon... Soon I'll make sure that wet little cunt of yours is getting the pounding it's begging for. Yes, it's been begging for it. And you want to guess how I know? You're so wet, my sweet little angel. Yes, you are. I can feel it in my fingers, and they're not even inside you yet. It's almost dripping down your thighs, love. And I'm sure hearing me whisper these dirty words right into your ear, you're getting wetter by the second. Hearing me say how badly you turned me on from the moment I saw you and knew you were just as excited. Keep looking at me, dear. And see, I mean every word I'm saying. You're a gorgeous woman, and I could tell you were a naughty little slut. Now tell me. Was I wrong? Oh, fuck. Look at me. Keep stroking and look at me, dear. Oh, that's it. Shh. Keep your eyes on me. No, I need to squeeze. No need to squeeze like that. It feels fucking fantastic. Fuck. Do you really like my fingers inside you that much? I know they're stretching you nicely, but I don't stop. Don't. Oh, fuck. You keep doing that, and I keep stretching you, preparing you for my cock, okay? Wouldn't want to go too fast. I wouldn't want to hurt you. And I can feel you're so tight, just from two fingers inside of you. And my cock is, you know, you can feel it in your hands. Twitching and getting harder. If only you had more than my fingers stretching you. Fuck. going faster. Is that your way of telling me you want more? You little... You... okay, okay. Stop. You're getting me. Stop. Stop. You. You were trying to get me to come. That early? No. No, 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 no. No way I'm coming without you. I'll come inside of you as your little cunt is tightening around me in pleasure. Do you agree? Good. I have to say, I like that view. Yes, I've been on top of you this entire time, but I couldn't get a good look at you. I've been too busy tasting your neck. But fuck, you look so good, sweetheart. Oh, no. Keep looking at me. Keep your eyes deep in mine. See? You can do it. It's not that hard. And I think... Yes. It's somehow more sensitive when I touch you and you're looking right at me, isn't it? Fuck. When I'm teasing your entrance with the tip of my cock, I know that seeing you and knowing you can see everything in my eyes, how turned on I am right now, how fucking badly I want to take you, how close I am losing myself and allowing myself to do all the things I want to do to your body, all the things that would make your body shake and squirm and beg for release. Knowing you can see all of that in my eyes is making me harder. It really is. Oh, and what do I see in your eyes, you're probably wondering. Angel, as you were listening to me, your eyes were only begging me, silently begging me to thrust my cock deep inside of you. You were squirming under me already, hoping my cock would slip in. You can't wait for me to go wild on you. No, 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 no. Bring those eyes back up. You look at me when I'm talking. You know I'm right. Fuck. If only you could see yourself right now. You've got that lovely blush on your cheeks. Your eyes are almost tearing up. And you're trying your hardest not to buck your hips. You sweet, horny little thing. Is that what you really want? Are you ready for me to go? I, personally can't wait, but I want to hear you say it. So, are you ready for me, my sweet angel? Okay. Do not stop looking at me. You look at me, I look at you, and I don't want you closing your eyes, okay? That's my good girl. That's my good... good girl. Can I just say, I fucking love that expression you gave. The pleasure, the surprise. Fuck, you're tight. You feel fucking fantastic. That's it.
Move back against me. That's it. Hold on to me so I can fuck you better. Like that. Do you like that spot? Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I won't forget. I won't forget that thrusting. Right there. Fuck, it's making you clench tighter around me. Fuck. Oh, you sound so good, little girl. So good. But I'm sure I could get some more sounds out of you.
What do you think? I said no closing your eyes.
I know I'm making you feel good right now, but I want to see your eyes. I want to read everything they have to tell me, and there's a lot there. A lot of pleasure I can see inside of them. Fuck. Fuck. You know you drive me crazy. That little blush, you shying away from the compliments. It's adorable, and fuck. You're adorable, and I want to fucking wreck you. Fuck. Your eyes are open, but you're looking elsewhere. No, dear. No, no, no. No cheating. There. Looking at me. Do you like having my hand so close to your throat? I'm not choking you, though, am I? I'm just tilting your face towards me. Just so I can talk to you. But I can see. I can see it in your eyes. It's the first thought that crossed your mind. And you want to know something? You got tighter when my hand moved. Fuck, you want me to choke you, don't you? You naughty little. No. No. Don't distract me like that, you little whore. I asked you a question. Do you think I could make you scream for me? I want an answer. After all, I'm not squeezing your throat yet. You can breathe and talk all you want, can't you? Yes, you can. So go ahead, go ahead. Let's hear it, baby. Do you want me to make you scream my name? I thought so. Well then, I guess I can try. Faster? Harder? Is this what you wanted me to do? You naughty fucking thing. Well, there you go. There you go. You got what you wanted. Me thrusting deep into you as deep as I can reach. Yeah, that spot again. Cling on to me, slut. I'm not slowing down. I told you I wouldn't forget that. And now you know what else I can do? Oh, fuck, you're so wet. It's more obvious when I feel it with my fingers. Yes, love, I know your clit must be really sensitive right now. I promise I'll be gentle with it. That's it. Roll your hips into me. Show me you want more. Roll your hips into my cock. Roll your hips into my hand. And look at me. Good girl. Fuck. You're so much tighter now that I'm rubbing your clit. Which one do you enjoy more? Just my fingertips. Rubbing and rubbing and rubbing away. Or my cock. Can you answer that for me? No, she can't. But you want to know something?
I think you love both. I think the overstimulation, it's the mix of both that's sending you fucking wild. And I'm making you feel too good to care. But you know what would be something? Shh. My hand laying across your throat. Still not squeezing. No, I want to hear you. Not choke you. Even though that's what you'd want me to do. You little slut. But it's there now. You can feel it. And I can feel you swallowing and moaning. Gasping for air, even though you can breathe all you want. Do you like it? I think you like it. And you know what? I think it's the three of them that will make you come for me. Yes, sweetheart. I'm going to make you come on my cock. You're doing such a good job. You're such a good girl for me, and you can't. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Fuck. You've been getting me really fucking close. Really fucking fast. You naughty fucking thing. Do you want to come with me? Do you want us to come at the same time as you feel me pumping you full of my seed? Is that what you want, my angel? Please tell me. I want to hear you fucking tell me. Come on, my sweet little thing. I want you to tell me what you want. Come on. Go ahead. Talk. There we go. That's my good girl. Fuck. I have another question for you. How close exactly are you? How long can you take a pounding for? How long can your little cunt take it before you just can't help yourself and your body is just begging to come? Tell me, slut. Are you insanely close? So close that any thrust of my hips could tip you over the edge? Or would you still have some stamina in you? Please tell me. I see. Let's say 5. Seems fair, right? And yeah, I really can't wait to come inside you right now. You just feel too good. You're not the only one struggling, sweetheart. These 5 I'm gonna count down, they'll be hard for me as well. So let's not waste any time, shall we? 5. My fucking god. You're amazing. You know that? You're such a good girl. Such a good girl. Taking my cock so well. Looking deep into my eyes as I fuck you. Exactly what I told you to do. A good girl. I can feel your nails getting into my arms, you know. You naughty little thing. You really like it that much, don't you? No. No need to blush. No need to apologize either. I don't mind. If anything. Oh, fuck. It encourages me to go harder. 4. You really want to make me wild, you know?
You really have a way to make me wild, you know. And apparently I have a way to make you scream my name. Stop biting your lip, slut. Let me hear you. Let me hear the sweet moans that are only begging to come out. So, is that how it's gonna be? My good girl decided to disobey all of a sudden. Is that it? Sure, you're not biting your lip anymore, but I can see how you're clenching your jaw. You're trying your hardest to stay silent. You don't want me to hear how good I'm making my angel feel? Or maybe you want me to stop? If you want me to stop, I guess I will. I won't do anything you don't want me to do. So I guess I'll stop everything for now, hmm? Just long enough for us to settle everything. What do you think? Tell me now. What do you want? Do you want me to start moving again? Are you sure? I wouldn't want to force you into anything, right? No. So you're gonna say it louder, so everyone in this place can hear. No, 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 no. Don't look at them. Keep looking at me. You know they're there. They've been here this entire time. Don't get distracted now. Don't get stage fright either. You've been doing so good, Angel. You've been doing amazing. Trust me. And keep looking at me. Do you understand? Don't look to the side there. Well, I've been a bit busy, so I'm not sure what they started, but I think they're all stroking themselves watching us. Yes. They are, and yes, I felt you clenching, you dirty little slut. Of course, you like the idea, but I think it's the thought of me starting to move again that's controlling your mind right now. Can't say I feel different. Fuck. And, yeah, another piece of advice. Don't let my cock twitching inside of you distract you, okay? I know you can feel it, but I want you to speak loud and clear. I want the entire world to hear you. If I'm the only one to hear you, you'd agree it'd be a bit of a waste, hmm? Tell them all. Tell them how badly you want me to pound into you again. They're listening. They're waiting. I'm waiting. Go on, sweetheart. Good girl. And guess what your reward will be? 3. Fuck. You've still been getting close this entire time. I can feel it. If only by the way you've been clawing at my skin. Is that your way of holding on? Gripping onto me like that? Is how you're not coming right then and there? Is that it, sweetheart? So, what would happen if I force you to stop, Would it make it harder for you to keep it in? So let's see what happens if I pin your hands above your head. Well then, would you look at that? Would you listen to that? What happened to your clenched jaw, huh? So I was right. Now that you're so vulnerable, so small under me, now that you have no choice but to focus on me. When you're like that, when you're that helpless, when you can't help it anymore, you have to let me know how good my cock feels inside you and how Fuck. Bad, you want to come for me. And I have to say, you sound amazing, Angel. Mm-hmm. I love it when you're loud. Fuck. And seeing you like that, it's the way you're looking at me, begging. That's what your eyes are doing. We're so far into the countdown, you just can't wait anymore. But you will, won't you, for me? You wouldn't come without me, right? You wouldn't come on my cock without my permission? No, of course not. You're a good girl. And my good girl will patiently and obediently take a pounding I have for her. For however long I want to keep going. But you're in luck. I'm getting very close. So you won't have to suffer for much longer. Oh, you poor dear. All that suffering. And all that to save humanity. Would you look at the selflessness? Getting her cunt ruined for the salvation of every soul in this fucking earth. What a kind gesture. Do you think they'll tell tales of you? Tales of the little whore who they all owe their worthless fucking lives to? The legend says she let the four horsemen use her body like a fuck doll. That she let them fill her pussy up to the brim with their seed. Some also say that she begged them for it. She begged and whimpered and pleaded to feel their cum deep inside of her. Good thing her tight little cunt felt too good for them to want to do anything else. Fuck. And I don't know if you've noticed, but you're being a lot louder now. It's adorable. I knew you had it in you. All those moans and those whimpers and those cute little gasps. My sweet angel. My sweet, sweet, angel. Two. You're almost there. Fuck. We're almost there. Almost there. Look at me. Shh. Are you close? Look at me in the eyes and tell me, slut. Are you close? Okay. I'll go to one then. You've been such a good girl. You deserve your release. Just hold on a bit longer, okay? We're coming together. Just a little bit longer. God, you feel so fucking good. Angel, you got really loud and really tight when I mentioned you being filled up. You begging to be filled up, I should say. Is there any particular reason why? You know, we're still at one. I'm the one counting down, so I'll be the one to decide to stay on one. However long I'm on. Might be that I'll say zero quicker if you tell me that a certain thing I want to hear. So tell me, do you want me to come inside you, Angel? I want you to tell me. I want you to scream for me, more than with your eyes. Your eyes are giving me a clearer answer, but it's your words I want. Talk louder, love, like you did before. Let them know you're a cum-hungry slut, and that right now it's my cum you want. Go ahead. Louder this time. Convince me. And them. Don't forget that they'll be the ones to go after me. They also deserve to know what you want. God. Angel. Zero. Come for me, Angel. Do it. You've wanted it so bad. Now you can get it. Let yourself go. Your hands are free again. Do what you want with them. Hold on to me. Bring me closer. Scratch my skin. Fucking show me how desperate you are for my cum. Tell me. Fuck. Oh, God, my angel. I guess that's convincing. If your pussy tightening around me wasn't convincing enough, and your moans and your entire body shaking, I know I could get you to shake for me. Look at you. It's okay. Breathe. I'm not done. It's not over just yet. I know it's sensitive, but I'm not done yet. Oh, hold on a bit longer. Come again if you want to. Oh, actually, you know what? Come again, Angel. Come again right now as I fill you up. God, that's my good girl. That's my good fucking girl. Convulse around my cock as I fill you. Oh, fuck. That's my good girl. Don't move, don't move. Don't move an inch. I got you. Shh, shh, shh. Breathe. In and out. That's it. Take all the time you need. Yeah, I wouldn't want to rush you, but the guys are looking at you. They're getting impatient. They can barely wait. Especially Famine. He looks ready to pounce. He can't wait anymore. I can see it. It's something. But anyway, I need to clean you up. Yeah, I made a big mess. Don't move. I have you. Oh. I'm barely touching you and your body is jolting. That's precious. Shh. There you go. Everything okay? You're back with us? Good. A fourth of the way there. Best of luck. For the rest of the evening, my angel. You did so well. I know you're gonna do excellent for them. I'll be watching.